Today is the day that his family and many, many friends give a final salute to General Joe Hanover. A life so well lived for 99 years. I was one of those many friends who first met him in November of 2008 when I visited with him in his home in advance of a Veterans of the Valley TV show that we did. General Hanover certainly had a distinguished military career and a magnificent career as a civil engineer, of course, but he'd always say that his greatest pride came from his family and friends. I want to share with you today some excerpts from that living room visit more than 8 years ago, talking about the very early days when he started at Texas A&M in 1936, and he commuted every day for 4 years from his home in Wheelock. But he got help on that.
I couldn't afford to live on the campus because of the times.
And right.
My grandfather had a noble 1928 Chevrolet. And he told me if I could keep that Chevrolet running, I could use it and I could commute.
And this car was 8 years old, right? So yeah. Yeah, okay.
And there was always several people working at A&M or going to school, and so I'd carry a whole carload, and they'd help me with my expenses.
I see, yeah.
So I commuted 4 years to back and forth A&M.
Yeah, so Joe Hanover was the Uber of his time, so to speak. He got help on the gasoline. He also worked, as most students did, to get through school, and he knew how to stretch a dollar.
Worked on the campus, worked for the landscape department.
Really?
Back in those days, all the mowing was done with a push lawnmower.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
And I've seen times when there'd be 20 or 25 of us, just one right behind the other one, mowing. Didn't have a motor, Tom.
Right.
Push mower.
Sure.
And
yeah.
Then I dug in the flower beds and I worked in the greenhouse. But I was taking civil engineering. I wasn't taking that, but it was a job.
Yeah.
Got 30 cents an hour, and they let me work 40 hours a month.
I'll be darned.
That is $12.
Right.
And that $12 made all the difference in the world.
Oh, I'll bet it did. 12 bucks a month, yeah.
Because my mother fixed me lunch, and I'd just go sit in the car and eat my lunch at noon and pick up my passengers and drive home. And there was always, as I said, somebody working, and they had to work through the summer.
Right.
So I'd go to summer school also.
Mm-hmm.
Today starts the Memorial Day weekend when we remember all veterans who gave their life, whether it be on the battlefield or even in old age, like Joe Hanover, who left so many friends. We salute you, sir. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your friendship. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.